are a podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's lurking around each and every corner. Now here are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Everyone, welcome to our new podcast. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are, in fact, middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, how's it going, brother?
Hey, it's going pretty good, man.
Good. So what's been going on in your week so far?
It's been a busy week so far at work, but we've been making it okay.
So you had a busy day today. I know you said that it was a little bit more hectic.
Yeah.
And, of course, the day of our podcast.
Yes, exactly. So I'm just trying to work out some bugs and trying to figure out kind of how this all works. So
yeah,
wanted to have some fun.
Awesome. All right, so before we get started, I do have a few people we want to thank for helping us get this up and running. I want to thank Jerry Pauly, and he is the host, along with his lovely bride, Tracy. They are the host of Hillbilly Horror Stories, so you can listen to them on iTunes. I had a chance to sit with them a couple years ago and see kind of how the podcast thing worked, but Jerry's been a good friend of mine for the last few years, and he has advised, on things regarding type of equipment, and I've been bugging him constantly for the last 2 or 3 months, so I appreciate his help with the podcast. I'll definitely give Hillbilly Horror Stories a listen. It's a fun and informative podcast on the paranormal and creepy stuff. Heather is Sean's sister, and she designed our logo. She did an awesome job. I don't think it could turn out any better. What do you
think?
Shout
out to Heather, right?
Yep. Josh Peters, he helped do the intro music, and he did it in about 20 seconds, which it took me about a month to work on, and I didn't have any luck. So, shout out to Josh for his talent in composing the music. So, and then we've got Nate Laux. He is the technical help. He's helping us get all this hooked up and trying to get us recorded and edited, and appreciate his help. And
we appreciate that greatly too.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about it. I don't know how to do anything as far as the technical stuff. I just want to yap and talk about the creepy stuff. So we appreciate you, Nate. Now, we cannot do this without the wives. Amy is my wife, and Jenna is Sean's. And number one, for their support. They have been on board from day one, and they've been excited for us to do a podcast. And it's greatly appreciated by their husbands. My wife typed out the the episode notes to kind of keep us on track of what we're doing. She's also an admin for the Facebook group. And I want to say thank you to Jenna, again, Sean's wife, for she's an admin as well.
She got her little studio ready for us today.
She got the studio ready. She's letting us use your house. So that's a big yes.
Keeping the family quiet while we do this.
Absolutely. And then she's going to be our paparazzi, our photographer later. She's going to take some pictures, since this is the very first episode that we're recording, and it's been a while, you know, that we've been
wanting development, to, right?
Yeah. So she'll take pictures and in our little t-shirts. We've got our t-shirts on. And then just friends and family. It was amazing when Sean, you set up the Facebook group page the same day I set up the Instagram, and wow, we had like a bunch of people sign up. I'm like, holy cow, we haven't even recorded an episode, and we've got friends and family that have jumped on board and are excited for us to have our podcast.
Yeah,
and they've been a part of the Facebook and social media
stuff. I was humbled, that's for sure. I wasn't really ready to get out on social media at first, and then the next thing I know, I'm like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Because the same day, so I did the Instagram, and then then you said, hey, I've got us set up for Facebook. I'm like, okay. And then I thought, is that jumping the gun? Maybe we should, and I'm like, no. Well, then I talked to Jerry. I messaged him. He said, no. He goes, get some momentum going. Get
right.
The word out there, you know, get people involved and excited for you. And that's what they've been doing. So, thank you so much to our friends and family that and anyone else that has joined our social media. So, but basically what this is going to be, this first episode of Middle-Aged and Creeped Out, we want to do an introductory to give you listeners an idea of who we are, what we're about, why we even like this type of genre, how we met, what our goals are for the podcast in the future, you know, what you listeners can expect from us. So, you know, and Sean even has a story or two that he's going to share. That's pretty cool.
Give you a little something to chew on.
Yeah. So that's our goal for this episode, is basically, like I said, to introduce ourselves to you guys listening, and you'll get a feel for us, and kind of gives us a chance to break into this podcasting, you know, because right. We've never done it. We're not professional podcasters or broadcasters or anything like that, so we want to kind of ease into it, I think, is the best way to put it,
right.
You know, and we'll just kind of, yeah, we'll go from there. So
I think the two of us were really looking for, both of us have completely different lives, but we're both family men, and
sure.
You know, we have friend groups that we hang out with, but part of it was just wanting to have something to have some fun, to be able to get together.
Oh yeah.
And to give something back. That's for me, I know, is a huge thing.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you get stuck in a rut, you know, in your professions, and I think it's nice to be able to find something to make this world a little bit brighter place. So I know that's what we've talked a lot about, doing that with the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a fun podcast. Number one, we've got to have fun being the hosts of it. And I don't see the point of it any other way.
If
really.
We're not going to do
that. Yeah, if we're not going to have fun.
Right.
But yeah, but we want to have some neat content, stories to share. They're, you know, what we have to say about them is our opinions and our takes. Mm-hmm. It's not right or wrong. It's just kind of what we think about whatever we're talking about. You know, it's just fun stuff. It's fun, creepy, paranormal, horror.
Todd and I would go out a lot of times, and we'd kind of just have guy nights out.
Sure.
Sometimes with groups, and then sometimes just he and I.
Yeah.
And we talked about, like, I know I tried to encourage him to do his own podcast.
Yeah.
And I kept on and on about it, and it was one of those things where, you know, I thought he would be really good because he really likes to talk.
And I do.
Yeah, right.
We both like to gap.
Yeah.
We channel our inner women.
Exactly.
Know.
We get,
no offense to
we get some down some wild rabbit holes, and it was like he basically one night told me when we were out, we should totally do this. I'm going to do this, but we should totally do this together. And so at first I came up with every different excuse not to do it. You know, no time, you know, I've got family and
But when I asked you, though, yeah, so we went to dinner, and yeah, he told me a few times, you ought to do a podcast. You'd be good at it. I'm like, oh man, you know. And I've wanted to do a podcast for 2 years. I've wanted to do one for 2 years, and I just kept putting it off. I'm like, I don't have time. I'm a husband.
Right.
I'm a dad. I work full time during the day. I own a commercial cleaning business at night. I'm working most nights and weekends. I'm like, how am I going to do a podcast? I don't even have time to read a book,
right?
You know, or to breathe half the time. And then I'm like, you know what, I got to do it. And I thought it would be better to have a buddy. And I'm like, there is only one person I thought of, and I've told you this before,
yeah.
Sean Lehman, because you love the same stuff, the same, you know, the genre
right.
of creepy, paranormal
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I'm like, and we go to dinner, like you said, and we just talk, and then by the time it's over, it's like, oh, 3 hours later. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, no. And so, I'm just glad he accepted.
Because
it pushed me to get it going, because I could still be dragging my feet, thinking if I do it by myself, well, you know, maybe I would have gotten it going, maybe not. But yet,
right.
having somebody excited with me.
And the more I tried to talk myself out of it and tell Todd that I couldn't do it, the more we started talking about how we could do it. And it was like two little kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And the more, I think, honestly, the more that we challenge the mm-hmm. channel or, mm-hmm. you know, challenge ourselves and allow ourselves to be kids, that was what became fun, talking about, you know,
absolutely.
Things that people don't always feel comfortable talking about.
Right.
And I wanted to create a space where we could do that. And I know there's people out there, and I know there's thousands upon thousands of stories that people don't feel comfortable talking about.
No.
And I know I'm in that category where I feel like I don't want to put myself out there or be judged. But I'm getting to that age. You know,
I feel like I work hard, I play hard, I try, and I try to spend time with family, but there is parts of me that I still want to explore, share, that I don't feel always that they get to be,
right,
you know, expressed. So I think this podcast is a wonderful way to do that and allow other people to have that comfort to come and share.
Yeah.
So that's our way, I think, to give back with this podcast.
Yeah. I mean, talk about fun and creepy things, mm-hmm. and
unusual.
Yeah. And the listener, I want them to have fun. Mm-hmm. And what our goal is to have is this to be a conversational type podcast. You know, we don't want it scripted. Of course, we have our notes and our,
right.
you know, kind of things to keep us on track, kind of. but my number one goal was to keep it like you and I are sitting across from the dinner table.
We're taking you guys to dinner.
Yeah. And you're just listening, you know, through earbuds instead. So, so I think, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong. So 2017.
Yeah. Been 3 years.
Yeah. Yep. It'd been like four. Yeah. So I met Sean and his wife and their family baseball season of 2017. So my son and his son were on the same baseball team. Mm-hmm. It was William's first
yep.
T-ball. It was my yep. son's second year of T-ball because they're just a year apart.
Yep.
And, yeah. And
Todd was a dugout dad.
Yeah, I wasn't an official coach. I was. Uh-huh. I helped, you know, get the bats.
You still got
maybe instructed.
William still called you coach.
I love it.
Coach Todd.
I love Coach Todd. Yep. I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah.
He still calls you that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But that's how we did. Yeah, that's how we met. And then I know my wife, Amy, and your wife, Jenna, they hit it off right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is too weird because, I mean, when you have a chance to meet a couple that it's easy to talk to and there's no competition or it's like, I've known you for five,
right.
six, you know? And so that's how we met, was through our son's baseball. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, then from there, and here it is, 2021. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool how we, mm-hmm. you know, and then here we are doing our first episode.
Todd and I have common, as far as our wives go, and I mean this with all the love in my heart, we have very strong-willed women, but they keep us going and yeah. they keep us on track.
Yeah, they do. And that's, in my household is a full-time, mm-hmm. full-time job.
Yep.
Both our wives have full-time jobs like we do, but we give them a little extra.
Our circus, our monkeys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so then so do you want to start telling, like, how did you get into this genre? Like, when did you start getting interested in scary stuff?
I think, since I was a kid, and I know we probably all have stories from when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
But the couple of things that I've always enjoyed is, like, my first was Dracula and Frankenstein. Like, those, you know, I know those are classics.
Oh, yeah.
I own those books. I read them when I was a kid. I read them again when I was a teenager. I love the movies. And I always like, especially around Halloween, but I always like to be scared, you know, or a good scare.
Yeah.
And I have, even today, like, it's I have a hard time things scaring me.
Sure.
The things that really scare me a lot of times are the real life things that could truly happen. And I know we're going to talk about some of that kind of stuff.
Right.
The unexplained. So, but I always liked that. And I used to always like scaring people too. My brother and sister, they can vouch for, I would always jump out, try to scare them. Nowadays, I don't want to do that to, you know, right. cause anybody any heart problems, but I've always liked that. And so it's just something that, you know, I've been interested in, and and I'm going to talk about this a little bit too, just some interesting experiences that I've had. I've ran across a ton of people in my life that have had experiences that they can't explain, things that people have shared with me. And I'll probably, you know, I'm not always sharing names and things like that, but share some of those stories.
Yeah.
Because I find them fascinating. And I'm the kind of person that always wants to find the whys and understand, you know, dig down and understand where things
could be.
I do understand that a lot of those things are not going to be explained or explainable, but I think it's still fun to explore that
and get
other people's ideas behind it. So
yeah.
What brought you into it? What is it that...
So I have loved this type of stuff, kind of like you. So at an early age, because there's nothing more fun sometimes than to be scared.
Yeah.
Like you know, I love haunted houses. I was frightened as a kid, mm-hmm. but I still liked it. It wasn't where I got frightened and I'm like, oh no, I don't want any part of that. No, that's what I want is, you know, that's the whole fun of it.
Yeah.
You watch a movie, a scary movie, horror movie, whatever, you go into it knowing that's what you're going to get. That's what you want. Right.
Right.
No, but same thing. Like my dad was mainly in the 50s, you know, he was born in mid-30s, but his main years were in the 50s, and he loved The Mummy, Dracula, mm-hmm. Frank, the Wolfman. Yep. And he always told me...
Black and whites.
Yeah, the black and whites. Mm-hmm. And he told me when he was a kid, the scariest, the two were the Mummy, he said he terrified him as a kid, mm-hmm. And the Wolfman.
Yep.
You know, and so he liked that stuff, you know. And so now as a kid, growing up, and then I'm like, I just gravitated towards the you know, we would watch Sammy Terry
right.
on Channel 4, a local, you know, and I know your listeners out there aren't going to know who Sammy Terry is, but you can look him up.
Unless you're from Indiana.
Right. And that's where we're based out of, is Indiana. He was on the air for, I don't know, 40, 50 years, and he did every Saturday night a horror show, and he would have some, not always a B-movie, but most of the time it was a B-movie, and it could be the classics like Frankenstein, but then it could be some, you know, who knows what type of movie. And I loved it. I looked forward to that every Saturday as a kid. And even as like an older adult, when he was still on the air and I'm in my teens and 20s, there was nothing better, you know? So, yeah. So same with you. As a kid, I just gravitated towards that. And, you know, I remember watching scary movies with my parents, mm-hmm. and my mom's on the couch. She's got her one knee in front of her face to, you know, block... You know, she's watching the movie, but yet she has that knee just mm-hmm. to block, you know, the TV screen. And right. My dad and I are like, yeah, you know, this was great. But I just always loved this stuff, you know. Yeah. And like you said, most things are going to be unexplained. We don't have an idea or a clue what makes this, whatever it is, mm-hmm. whatever the, you know. But I think that's half the fun, is you don't know why.
Right.
Or you don't, how does this happen? Why do people experience whatever they're experiencing, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, it's like, do you want to share?
Sure. Yeah. And that's, yeah, I was trying to think about, like, I have a lot of different stories. And I've always, ever since I was a kid, I've always been an observer. I've always, you know, watched and been, you know, I work in the healthcare field. I'm an occupational therapist. And so that has always been my desire, is to help people. And so that's what I gravitated towards when I was younger, and I went through wanting to be a dentist when I was 12. I wanted to be a preacher when I was 15.
I remember saying that.
I wanted to be a doctor when I was first going into college, doing pre-med, and then I worked my way into physical therapy and then onto occupational therapy. And so it's, even when I was 5, I can remember being with, you know, in like a grocery store with my mom, and seeing somebody in a wheelchair or somebody on a walker or somebody that, even kids that were disabled, and asking her what's wrong with them and why are they like that? And, you know, basically how can I help? And she said, sometimes you can help people and sometimes you can't, sometimes you just have to show them love. Sometimes you just have to be there for them. And so I can remember just as a kid trying to put it all together in my head, you know, why bad things happen. Mm-hmm. And I remember from a young age, I've had dreams all my life. I used to have nightmares. I had night terrors as a kid. I don't remember that a whole lot. I do remember my mom and my dad remember that. But as I got older, those did finally stop. And my dreams started to become very lucid, I've had out-of-body experiences that I can't explain. I've had, for a long period of time, I've had storm dreams. And for me, that I was talking to along the way explained to me that storm dreams, when you have those, it's a symbol for change in your life. And,
oh, okay.
And it can be good change, it can be bad change, but mm-hmm. it's just something, it's telling you on another level that things are changing in your life. So okay. I used to always be scared of those too when I would have those, because I would think, I always, you know, assumed it was negative change, something bad was going to happen. But after a while, as I got older, I thought, I'm just going to start running into these storms and see what happens. Like, what's the worst going to happen? Because mm-hmm. it would always seem that like it was a tornado or some kind of storm that could do harm to me, and it would chase me in some way. And as soon as I tried to flip it, the storms, it would be some way that I couldn't go to the storm, whether it was in the distance following me, or there was one where I was in water and there was a storm, and I felt like I was, there were three different beings. I don't know if they're, you know, angel. I felt like they were angels, and it felt like they were taking me down, submerging me. And it was one of those things where I was in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking, I need to chase that storm. I got to get to that storm.
Yeah, right.
And in the dreams, it's always kind of in your mind. It's never through speech that you're talking. So it's always this kind of complex telepathy. Mm-hmm. But these beings were telling me, like, just calm down, just relax. You know, you don't need to chase the storm. We've got you. And it was almost like, yeah, but now I'm going to drown. But there was just this peace that came over me. And after that, I stopped having the storm dreams. So it was just kind of weird that I thought something, you know, magical or, you know, some kind of a secret knowledge or something would be revealed if I caught the storm. But I never did do that. And then it's just been a weird, really interesting journey. And I, as we go along with these podcasts, I know that some of that kind of, stories.
So when was the last time? Because you said you haven't had them since. How old do you think
that was probably my late 20s.
Okay.
My late 20s. I'm 41 now. So, but my dreams, my dreams have just gotten more and more complex.
Yeah.
And like I said, and I'll talk about that more too, some of the out of body experiences. I cannot explain those. Those sometimes feel like, oh my gosh. And that's, you know, when we get to talk about things like, you know, lucid dreaming and out of body experiences or near death experiences. Those things are very real. And I know people have stories about those. And I think just like me, you know, I'm just like anybody else. I'd like to understand, why does that happen?
Yeah,
you know, what is that out there? So that gives you a little bit of something to chew on, but, I'm in that group of people have flat out told me I was weird along my life. And I used to say, you know, for a while I thought, man, that's really kind of an insult, but they'd say, no, it's in a good way. Right. You're a good kind of weird.
Right. Well, so, no, it's okay to be weird.
For this podcast, I know that to me, I want to find that comfort of being able to be open and share that, and then allow other people to share that part of themselves as well.
And I think a podcast like this, where I've listened to a lot of podcasts, it gives, like you said, it gives other people out there, hey, I might be weird, but it's okay to be weird or to experience something that's not normal.
Right.
That, you know, and why it did, who knows, or if it's going to do it again, that's what part of our goal is too, is to give, like other podcasts.
That open space, mm-hmm, right.
And a place, same with the social media, a place that people can belong and they don't have to worry about judgment,
right,
or they have to be quiet wherever they work at. Maybe they can't talk about it, or their own family, mm-hmm, or a friend. But yet, this gives them a community, I think, to,
right,
hey, it's okay, you know. And Todd and Sean are two guys that, hey, they love this stuff, and I'm not going to, you know. And, you know, here's the thing. I might not experience a quarter of what other people do or anything, but it's not my job or my... what, you know, it's not my right to go, oh, that didn't happen, or that's all, oh, that's, no, it happened. I mean, if somebody experienced it like you, I had never heard the storm, and I remember one of the dinners, I had never heard anything like that, honestly. I'm like, that's wild, like a storm, you know what I mean? And you said how intense and real it was, and I'm like, okay, and that's why I thought Sean's a good guy to get on this podcast. And I was going to do it just... when we were talking about me doing a podcast, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have my first guest,
right?
Yeah. He's gonna supply me with all the material I need.
Right.
And I'm like, even better, let's have him be a co-host.
Right.
You know? Let's have him, yeah. So I think that's awesome. I mean, I've never had those dreams, but I think that's the fun part. It's like to hear other people experience whatever.
Right. You know. And it's funny how those kind of experiences have led me, you know, and like I said, there are only certain people that I have a amount of trust to be able to share that side of me.
Sure.
And there's only select friends. I know, and Nate and I've had these conversations too, that they're fascinating. They're, you know, they're unexplained.
Yeah.
So
and that's the fun part.
It is the fun part.
You know, like you want an answer, but then sometimes
it's more fun keeping things mysterious. I agree with that.
Right. I'm the type where I want to know how something works. But then sometimes it is okay not to know how something works, you know. And I think with the paranormal, it's okay
that
you don't have an answer why it happened or why you experienced it one time and not again, or if it's something that's reoccurring,
right?
You know what I mean? Or why was it when you were a kid, not as an adult, or vice versa? This whole thing is fast. It is. It's fat, like you said, fascinating.
I've become kind of resolved to the fact that I know that I'm going to still have questions on my deathbed. You know, like I'm pretty sure I'm never going to figure it all out. So I think coming to a certain level of that comfort as well, I'm right. always going to question. I'm always going to wonder.
Sure.
I'm always going to, you know, I'm sure I'm going to continue to have strange experiences. And I'm also going to continue to kind of, you know, search that out with other people. And I think this is a good way to start doing that.
Absolutely. Any other stories you want to share for this first episode, or do you want to hold some back for?
I think I probably hold some back.
Hold some back.
Yeah.
Give them a little, yeah, a little tease.
Right.
Now, I don't have a lot of experiences. I don't know if I have any except the one that I've told you about.
Right.
And I don't know if I've told anybody else, to be honest with you. But that's going to be our next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to hold mine back. So I won't have anything to share this time, but I will definitely have the one story. And it still
it's a cliffhanger, right?
That's right. Da, da, da. Yeah. And that was over a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago. Wasn't I was that, a kid or anything, but it was
that story,
fairly recent.
That story got me. Like yeah. I admit that
I did share it on a podcast or regarding another podcast.
Right.
It was on their Facebook. One mm-hmm. of the admins was asking people to share if they had anything. It's kind of like a bio. They're mm-hmm. asking, you know, when did you start liking this stuff?
Right.
That what do you do? You know, and then they're like, do you have a story to share? And that mm-hmm. was the one that I shared. So I would say you and that Facebook group page is the only two times I've told anybody about it, and it's pretty creepy.
I can admit that one creeped me out, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but it does have something to do with the next episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so now guys, what we're going to try to do, our goal is to do this, what do we say, every 2 weeks, you know, to do a new episode and get it out there for you guys to listen. Again, we are dads and husbands, and we work and mm-hmm. work and work. We have kids, but I think that's an attainable goal. So yeah, so to give you guys an idea of when to expect new episodes, we'll record every 2 weeks, and who knows, maybe down the road it can be weekly or mm-hmm. but I think we're just starting
we're
out.
Just, so yeah, we're getting our feet wet right now.
We're gonna slide in knowing what we can handle.
Right.
You know, we would have loved to do this back in October around Halloween time.
Yeah.
And I don't think we got the equipment until sometime in November. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing that really made this. I remember you saying, oh my gosh, this is really going to happen because now we have microphones and a mixer.
Yep.
Yep. And then we saw the logo and, oh, we have social media. I would have loved to have done this during Halloween season.
Right.
But then, you know, Thanksgiving props or comes up. Okay. And then mm-hmm. Christmas, it's like, let's just wait.
We can just use 2020 yeah. as the excuse, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an excuse for everything.
Talk about paranoia. Yeah.
We won't go
that
down.
That was yeah. nothing normal about that. Yeah.
We won't go down that road, right?
Yeah. So we decided we'll wait till, you know, after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, get all that stuff done. And then now here we are, brand new year, and now we're ready to rock and roll.
Right.
So, but yeah, so every 2 weeks we'll do our best to put a new episode out. Mm-hmm. We're excited. We're excited to finally get this going. I knew I was busting today. I couldn't believe it was the day of recording.
I know.
And I told my wife, I'm like, okay, now Sean's buddy, Nate, he's the technical guy. I know zero about any of that stuff. I'm like, I just want to talk. I can do that. And I was like, not that he didn't know what he was doing, but I was like, I just expected, okay, nothing goes as easy as we think. I don't care what it
flexible,
is, right?
Right?
Yep. You know, you're having a party, something, you know, you drop the food or you, oh my gosh, you didn't get this clean. And I was like, so my wife said, well, you know, break a leg, good luck. And I said, I can't wait. I'm excited. I said, when I know it's actually recorded,
right.
You know, I just want to talk, and so I appreciate again that you taking
Thank
your
you
time.
Yeah. You're our savior. That's for sure.
So yeah. Anything else you want to say before I sign off here? And
I don't,
anything
I want to
miss or,
yep. I want to make sure that the listeners know how to, get a hold of us.
Please do.
We're on Instagram. That's at middle_creeped_out. Does that sound right?
I think it sounds right, but I'm not sure.
There's underscores in between each middle-aged and creeped out.
I think if you type in just middle-aged and creeped, because I think tried it, and if you just literally type in middle-aged, it'll pull it up. But no, yeah, that sounded like right.
It's middle-aged and creeped out, I know, on Facebook, too. So you can find us there in those group pages.
Yeah. You know, and I will mention that it's supposed to be kind of like this podcast. We want it family friendly, no posts of any politics or sexual content or anything that's going to offend or make somebody, you know, feel like they're not a part of the group.
Right.
And so we had one issue on the Facebook, and that is quickly resolved. Right. But our goal, but we want this to be, you know, if your kids want to listen to it, it's going to be okay. We're not going to be dropping F-bombs or any curse words that, you know what I mean? That's not going to be good. You know, right. So yeah, it's going to be family friendly, but yeah.
And so, we want to thank all of our listeners for following us on social media. And we really appreciate this. Like we were saying in the beginning, Todd and I were saying that it was just really humbling that everybody was showing support. And don't forget to rate and review us.
Absolutely.
When our podcasts come out.
Yeah, we'll be on iTunes.
It can only get better. That's what...
Yeah, don't judge us on our first episode. We've never done this, and we're just coming together to have fun and talk about weird stuff. So maybe rate and review us. When we have a few more episodes under our belt, we'll sound better.
We promise. It's a promise. It's a promise and a threat. Right?
I've heard other people say this thing, like, literally start from the farthest or the most recent podcast and then work your way back. And, you know, because, you know, even ones that have been doing it for 10 years podcast, they're like, our first few were rough.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. So
we get a grace period, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I hope.
One of the most important things I think we can talk about, obviously we have all the content that's going to be coming your way, but one thing that was very important besides having fun and besides being able to have this as an open forum for people, is that we really want to give back as, making, as much awareness as we can with depression, suicide, and anxiety awareness. I think it's something that obviously we all can be a part of, that we can all be affected by. And it's something that we take very seriously. I know that we've had it impact our own lives. We've had it impact families' lives, friends. And that's why we want to be part of that community. We know that Hillbilly Horror Stories, they definitely are part of that. And a lot of the different groups are.
Yeah.
So we want to have people be able to have a place, you know, when you're in your at your lowest points, to be able to reach out to us as group members, and share your story. We want to hear good things, but we also want to be here to help you through those difficult times as well.
Just to go off of that, like you're saying, like on the Facebook group or Instagram, if somebody's like, hey, I just need a quick prayer or whatever, just a quick thought and something, you know, encouraging, kind word, good vibes sent. Always do that. Share on, you know, don't be afraid, and nobody's going to make fun of you or, you know, but that's what we're here for. Yeah.
Right.
Give people encouragement because it's rough. I'll admit I battle depression and anxiety, and I've had suicidal thoughts in the past, even going back 20 years ago.
Right.
And, it is a very serious thing. And I know a lot of people deal with that. So that's, you know, and I even messaged Jerry last night and I said, hey, not trying to copy, but we want to mention, you know, suicide prevention, you know, depression, give out the, and he said, oh, no problem. He goes, I wish more did. So it made me feel good that we can do that.
You know? And I think it takes a lot of strength to be able to, for people to stand up and say, hey, I'm not perfect. Hey, this is.
Yeah, I need help. I'm struggling.
That takes the most strength out there, honestly.
Sure.
And so for you to say that, Todd, I think that's amazing, honestly.
But you are definitely not alone out there. I mean, so yeah, and Sean and I have talked, and not just about creepy stuff and family stuff during dinners, but we've had some serious, because it's tough. Life can get crazy busy and wear you down, beat you down, and especially with the nonsense going around, it's like, oh, you got all this stuff that just weighs on you, you know, and it can kind of take you away from what's important. So,
and I know it sounds trite, and I know it sounds like an overused statement, but I always feel like, and I tell people this all the time, where there's life, there's hope, and there's still plenty of life on this planet. So I really feel like that. Like, even at your lowest, there is hope and hope out there. And we want to make sure and give out the substance abuse and mental health hotlines. That is 1-800-662-4357. So that's 1-800-662-4357, and that 4357 is also help. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, and that's 1-800-273-8255, and that 8255 is talk.
Awesome. Thank you, Sean, for doing that. And guys, that is going to do it. So, creepies, until next time, we are your host, Todd.
And I'm Sean.
and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.